This morning, God opened up to me the secret of humility, and I want to share that with you in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let me tell you what happened. So I got up a little bit earlier this morning to go to Mass and Adoration because I wanted to get a head start on working on YouTube videos. Friday is the day that I work on my YouTube videos. And as I was at the end of my holy hour, I was praying, and I knew that God said in my heart or in my mind, prostrate yourself and I will give you wisdom. Now, he said that because wisdom is the thing that I tend to pray for the most, because I love wisdom. I love reading about it in the scripture. I know the benefit of it in your life, and it's sort of practically useful for me so I can share better things with you. I ignored it because in general, I like to kneel when I pray, sit when I pray, stand when I pray, or other things, but I do not like to prostrate myself in churches, especially when there's other people. I'm just not showy like that, despite having a YouTube channel. So I ignored it. And then again, a few moments later, he spoke again in my mind, prostrate yourself and I will give you wisdom. And nope, refused it. And then I started thinking, you know, this is one of those inspirations, and we all get them. This is one of those inspirations that later on, I'm going to kick myself. Why didn't I listen? Why didn't I just do that? Just something simple. I've even gone so far as to touch my forehead to the ground, as the Muslims and the children of Fatima do, and praying as a way of humbling myself before the Lord. And then I thought, you know what? I'm going to do it. So I went to kneel before the Blessed Sacrament, and here we go. So as soon as I prostrated myself on the floor, and as I was, even before I was about to get up, it became all too clear to me that we must make ourselves as nothing to make room for God, that God is so massive, he is so huge, that we have to make space to allow as much of him in as possible. That's the reason for humility. I want to kind of tell you the secret of it. Now, even later on, as I was going home, there was this massive truckload that was coming forth, as if God was kind of trying to give me these visual images of his infinite grandeur and how incredibly large he is. And that's practical purpose of humility, making yourself like nothing. The more nothing you make yourself like, the more God can be there and take over everything. In fact, the great patron of Texas, and I want to make a video about him one day, even as a child would say, I'm nothingness itself. Why? Now let's talk about what really humility is, contrasting it with pride. Pride, at the end of the day, is fear. What the root of pride is fear. Here's why. Someone who is proud is afraid to be who they really are. So whenever you have someone proud, they will never tell you their defects. They will never show you who they really are. They will never admit to things because they're afraid, because they're presuming an evil character or a lack of safety in other people. They don't think that if they're humble and are completely open, that that will be received in love. They're afraid of people's reaction. Probably, and we see this in the world, you know, if I come out on a video and say what I'm really going through, people sometimes, as the scriptures say, as teeth like razors will come and just eat you alive. So we live in a world of fear, and because of that fear of how people will respond, we use pride as a shield. Now, for the devil, for instance, what was he afraid of? He was afraid of admitting the truth. What was the truth? That he did not sustain himself in existence, that it was God who created him, that it was God that was holding him in existence, that it was God that gave him everything that he had, that without God, he was nothing. And that's what he didn't want to admit, because it's really scary when you really understand what it means. It's really scary to admit that you are nothing, despite that being the truth. So even though humility, they talk about it as a queen of the virtues, kind of one of the first virtues that we have, another thing that God was showing me was we can't start with humility. To start by trying to be humble is in fact prideful. You cannot be humble on your own. You need something prior. What do you need before you can begin being humble, begin admitting that you're nothing? You need to get to know God and experience God's infinite love. See, what is humbling is to experience, above all, the greatest trait of God is his love. It's like when you stand in front of, when you stand in front of the Grand Canyon, that very act is humbling. You see something so vast that in comparison to that, you see your littleness. Or when you look at the stars of the universe, you see how vast it is. Or imagine if you were to be kind of standing before the Milky Way, if that's even possible, or standing before a large planet or a star like Jupiter or Saturn, you would feel small, almost like nothing. So when we experience the infiniteness, to whatever degree we're able to here on Earth, of God's love, when we experience the infinite of God's love, that is the root of humility. We cannot start it on our own. We have to ask God, God, give me your love. Let me experience your tremendous love. And in experiencing that love, we will feel utterly small, first in a lot of different ways, because we'll realize, I don't love like that. I don't deserve this love. This love is infinite. I am nothing. And when you see that God is good, you're not afraid to say that, because to be humble is to be vulnerable. And when you trust the other person because you know they're good, you're not afraid anymore of being humble and vulnerable. A lot of times we don't want to be humble and vulnerable because the people in front of us are going to tear us to pieces. They're going to take advantage of our humility, even in relationships. We don't want to say we're sorry because then we're going to be guilt tripped or something like that. And many other examples that we can have in our daily life. I want to share with you from this beautiful book called The Secrets of Purgatory by Mother of Refuge Press, Refuge of Sinners Publishing. I'm sorry. The Secrets of Purgatory. It's like about a 60-page book. So this is, I believe it was an Austrian mystic that had this illumination of conscience type of experience. And she had this experience of purgatory. And she writes in this book that's really quite beautiful, unknown author. But listen to these two paragraphs to kind of deepen this reflection. But one who now experiences this longing for God has his purgatory here on earth. If we think on the love of God with which we come into contact everywhere and at every second of the day, then do we become just so lowly. We realize more and more how ungrateful we are, how little we are able to requite God's love. Nothing disturbs a soul so much as the thought that our Savior is so good and merciful, and we are his wicked children who have repeatedly crucified him. When we feel the rays of his love, we must be set on fire by them and become poor, humble souls in the purgatory of his divine love. Indeed, the more we know God and his love, so much the more do we also know ourselves. In the same degree as we are conscious of his merciful love, the closer we approach divine love, so much the more do we annihilate ourselves and become like poor souls. And the poor souls in purgatory, one of their greatest traits is their humility, because as you get closer to God and as God gets bigger and you see how infinite he is, it's just natural for you to be humble. You can't help but see yourself as nothing. But we could begin this journey here on earth. Pride has everything to do with fear. We are afraid of being ourselves before other people, of admitting our own mistakes and our own faults. Therefore, we need to go to the place where fear is cast out. Where is fear cast out? In front of perfect love. Who is perfect love? God. When fear is cast out, then we can be humble. Then we can have the courage to be nothing, because the God who is everything holds us in his hand, and he doesn't crush us, but he holds us gently and protects us. And we are not afraid to entrust ourselves to him, because we trust him because we've experienced his goodness firsthand. My friends, go and experience the infinite merciful goodness of the Father so that you can have all fear cast out and embrace humility, and that will birth so many other virtues in your life. God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.